everyone.
This is me, and my name is Harley, for those of you who don't know me. I was looking around my watch list on Pornhub today, and I had like 50 of them, so I started to go through them because I'm like, oh, there's too many porns, I haven't seen them, blah. And what do you know, I kind of got horny, and then I decided to do a porn commentary, so yay! So today we are going to be watching All Girl Massage, A Bella Danger Scissors with Gracie. This is on Pornhub. I'll have the link down below. And this, I've never done a lesbian scene before for porn commentary. I usually don't watch them because I kind of need the D, but every once in a while, like today, apparently, I'm just like, you know what, let's watch some vagina. And that's what we're doing today. So this scene is shorter than the whole scene. This is just a clip of it, but I think there's enough that I should be fine, to get off and stuff. Because, you know, that's kind of important. Anyways, so I am at 0000, and I am going to push play at 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, girl massage. What girls know best?
I wouldn't know left from right, even though I've done stuff with girls. So, I really do enjoy, how some porns will try really hard to be like, yeah, we're totally not a porn. And this one's not trying very hard, because just of her blatant enthusiasm, but how people... Is she looking at porn? Sorry, she had ladies on her laptop. In a normal massage, they'll generally say, undress to your comfort level. She's pretty convincing with the whole not comfortable thing, though. So props to her. Because some, like, porn actors and actresses, like, their acting ability is pretty good, and then other ones, it's, like, absolutely terrible. So, her, she looks, she's acting like an actual person that's nervous. I find what she's wearing interesting, because that just seems like a weird thing to wear. Attitude. I do like the piercing that she has in her lower back. Like, she has a really nice butt. She has a really good proportions. Like, her boobs are on the smaller side, but they're pretty nice. Nice legs. Love those thighs. Having a massage without oil or without any kind of, like, lubricant stuff is really weird. And something that I find interesting about this is that she does have one of the pumps, which most of the time in porns for massages, I watch them quite a bit because I have a thing with massages. They don't have the little thing for the little holder for the pump, which is really normal within, like, the massage therapy thing. So, props for them. Lots of curves. Side note, in an actual massage, generally they'll start from the upper part of your body, like with the hands and stuff. But they'll start with, like, your head or your neck and then work down, or, like, your hands and work in, because when you're working, she looks so nervous. She's like, I don't know about this, but I'm enjoying it, so I'm not gonna stop. And that's... It's kind of weird to watch, but it's kind of hot at the same time. And that just... Oh, fuck, that's really hot. Like, it just saturated in oil, so you can see the skin, but it still has a covering. Like, for some... Please use nails on me. Like, it's just, I find that very attractive. I like the seen but not seen at the same time effect. But when you're getting a massage, they'll, and just touch the vagina. Do it again. Like, props for her saying something. And she's just chill. Cool as a cucumber. Yeah, I just want to get in your pants, that's all. but when you're... when you're working in an area, it's not just the area that is tense or whatever, it's also the area around it. So it's, like, multiple... Oh, fuck. I love her thighs, by the way. And I really, really fucking like that, seeing the hand, like, kind of there and not there at the same time. Oh. And just so you know, I have my toy in me, and it's the purple one, and it has, like, a slight curve at the end, and the vibrator on the outside. That is not directly in the clit, it's, like, on the outside of the labia, I guess, the outer lips. And cute little breasts. I think this is a modified table, because generally massage tables aren't that wide, at least not the ones that I've been on. So being able to do all of that on there is pretty cool. I like them just kind of touching each other and kissing each other. And I really do like that the lady is taking charge. Like, I would want to be in the massager's position. Oh, those body movements, though. The way that she's moving. Like, hey, move this leg here. It's good. That is so fucking hot. That's a good position. Oh, fuck, yes! Oh, move the ass, please, slicker. Oh, fuck. Just barely in time. Okay, so I was thinking it, but I was also thinking about, like, fucking myself at the same time. Her body movements, like, how you move the hips and the upper body, that is super attractive to me. And, like, I've done that in the mirror, and it's kind of hot, so I kind of really like it. And then that specific position, to be, I don't know, licked, gone down on, I don't know. I really enjoy that, because it's very, like, revealing, and to me it's a very submissive pose, because I know that I'm not, like, baring my tummy as most of the time, like, in the animal kingdom the submissives do, but for me, it's a big sign of trust, because I can't see what's happening, and I'm very bare and open, So when that's done to me, it's, like, super sensitive, if that makes sense. Because it's, like, I can't see what's happening. I can't control. You basically have control over me. And then you're licking my, like, girly bits. So it's just kind of really good. So, yeah. So that was porn commentary number, I don't know. I don't remember what it is. And not as commentary heavy as I usually do. I guess I just haven't done it in a while. I'm sorry. So yeah. So I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you had fun too.